إن شاء الله there'll be a brief lesson of hadith, مختصر درس الحديث صبح ستشركة الماء إن شاء الله فائدهم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Just looking through the ahadith that we've managed to cover since I've started the Riyad al-Salihin Dars. It's been almost 7 years and we're on hadith 525. So the kitab itself has 1900 and something hadith. Let me see. Well, 1896. So let's say almost 1900 hadith. So if we continue at this pace, I don't know. It'll take another maybe 15 years before we can finish the kitab, or 10 years or something before we can finish the kitab. So I think I'm going to change the strategy. Like, we're now on chapter 57. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought in this kitab many different themes. And as I always mention, this book is Riyadu Saliheen, the gardens of the pious people. Matlab, agar kisi ko nek banna ho, Allah ka wali banna ho, bas is kitab ke har baab se kuch na kuch hasil kar le, to wo nek ban jayega. From each chapter he takes something, he will acquire all the ingredients of piety. So we're on, there's more than that, but we're on chapter 57. So I'm going to change the strategy. What we'll do each week, because like I've been doing the chapter of Fadlul Ju'i wa Khushunat al-Aish wa Iqtisar, the chapter of poverty and hunger, I did that for weeks because there's so many ahadith. And normally what the ulama do is, at the start of the chapter, they mention briefly, okay, in this chapter there's going to be discussion about this, and then they just read through all the hadith very quickly. So I try and explain each hadith, and that's why we're taking such a long time. But because as all of us here are hungry and we are all yearning to know all the different chapters, I'll just give you an idea of what he brings in the chapters. After he brings these few chapters about poverty, the importance of not begging and asking from others, having tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues to talk about tawadhu and takabbur and, you know, all of these important chapters, being generous, being a just ruler, being amanatdar, trustworthy, very important sifat. And then he goes on to kitab al-adab, haya, istikhara, mashwara, hospitality to guests, so many different things to talk about. So inshallah, I'm just going to select a few hadith now from each chapter and move on to the next chapter each week. And inshallah, we do khatam of the kitab. The next time round, I won't do the same hadiths. I'll do different ones of that same chapter. Because some chapters is bringing 25, 30 hadith. So I'll just select 2-3, I'll move on, inshallah. That way we can all get the flavor of the entire kitab. Is that okay, inshallah? I didn't want to do that. I thought, okay, it'll be good to do the full khatam, but it's just going to take, I might die before then. So the maqsad pura nahi hoga, to isliye. Okay, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. So this is the chapter, Babul Qana'ah, to be content. Wal afaf, to not be independent, to be independent from people. Ke log mujhe is surat mein na samjhe ya is hal mein na samjhe ke main har waqt logon se poochta rehta hu, logon se shikayat karta rehta hu, koi mujhe dekh ke soche main badshah hu. Matlab badshah ka jo ek tarah ka beniyazi hota hai badshah ka, ke mujhe aap logon se kuch zarurat nahi hai, main to badshah hu. To is badshahi, this is why, you know, ek dafa one of the mashayikh Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his malfuzat, he says, I went to, mujhe abhi bhi yaad hai ke main Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Rai Puri sahab rahmatullahi alayhi ke paas gaya tha aur Hazrat se maine dua ki darkhast ki aur Hazrat ne ye farmaya tha ke Allah Taala aapki jasad ko badshah jaisa rakhe aur aapke qalb ko faqir jaisa rakhe. Allah Taala, keep your body like a king and keep your heart like a beggar. So your body like a king, meaning nobody knows that you're going through anything. Everybody thinks you've got everything. You're the richest in the world. You're so happy. You've got everything. But your heart is like a beggar, meaning your heart always knows it's in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, he says, till today I see the effect of that dua in my life. Alhamdulillah. So this is the haqeeqat. So this is what afaf is. To be independent, kisi se kuch na puche. Kisi cheez talab karna ho, Allah ta'ala hi se talab kare. Kisi cheez mangna ho, Allah Ta'ala hi se mange. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. In every salah, how many times do we say this? But the yaqeen, conviction of this is not in our heart. Ke Allah, hum teri hi ibadat karte hain. Teri hi ibadat. Iyaka, when it's brought at the start of the sentence, is for ta'keed, emphasis. Otherwise this iyaka is brought at the end of the sentence. Na'budu. Iyaka is not even needed in this sentence. It's na'buduka. We worship you, O Allah. But na'budu iyyaka, if we were to bring it, iyyaka is brought at the start, so ta'keed, emphasis. Oh Allah, only you do we do ibadat of. And only you, nasta'een, do we ask for help. Aapke alawa hum kisi aur se kuch nahi talab karte. So this is the yaqeen. As Muslims, hum Allah Ta'ala ke samne ye keh rahe hain, har namaz ke andar. Allah, hum aap hi se talab karte hain, aap hi se mangte hain, aap hi se madad talab karte hain. Lekin phir hum logon ke paas jaake, hamara jo hai, haath kholte hain. So this is what afaf is. Well, iqtisad fil ma'isha, miyanarui apne kharchat mein, or to be balanced in your expenditure, in your spending, in your livelihood, to be not be excessive, not spend too much, not be extravagant, and also not be stingy. And spending for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and to not beg from others, or not to ask from others without any necessity. So very quickly we'll do 2-3 ahadith inshaAllah. وعن أبي بردة عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن في غزاة ونحن ستة نفر بيننا بعير نعتقبه فنقبت أقدامنا ونقبت قدمي وسقطت أظفاري فكنا نلف على أرجلنا الخرقاء فسميت غزوة ذات الرقاع لما كنا نعصب على أرجلنا من الخرقاء. قال أبو بردة فحدث أبو موسى بهذا الحديث ثم كره ذلك وقال ما كنت أصنع بأن أذكره قال كأنه كره أن يكون شيئا من عمله أفشاه. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو بردة, who was the son of سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري. سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه is from the tribe of Ash'ar. Ash'ar is a tribe of Yemen. And سيدنا أبو موسى الأشعري was very noble, very high level of akhlaq and character. He was like this in Jahiliyyah. And then after Islam, subhanAllah, he was from the great Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would choose him to make him an Amir. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made someone an Amir, or in charge, responsible, it means that person ticked all the boxes, subhanAllah. Once Imam Nasa'i rahmatullahi alayhi brings a narration that Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he brought some people to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Banu Ash'ar tribe, from his own qabila, his own tribe. These people came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as they came, they said, Ya Rasulullah, please make us governors. Please make us amil. Please give us some responsibility. Hame zimmedar banao, hame zimmedar banao, zimmedar banao, zimmedar banao. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at them. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I had no idea ki wo zimmedari ke liye aapse, matlab aapse darkhast karenge. Agar mujhe maloom hota ki wo aapke paas aa rahe hain zimmedari darkhast karne ke liye, to main unko aapke paas nahi leke aata. He understood Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dislikes it, despises it when someone says, make me ameer, make me leader, make me in charge. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, if I knew, I would not have brought them to you. I did not know that this is why they wish to come to you. So then what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, we never make ameer, zimmedar, leader, in charge, mas'ool, someone who asks for it. Because jo zimmedari talab karta hai, isme zimmedari ki sifat nahi hai. جو ذمہ داری طلب کرتا ہے اس کے اندر ذمہ داری کی صفات نہیں ہے یہ ذمہ داری کی صفات سے خالی ہے اور جو ذمہ داری سے دور بھاگتا ہے اس کے اندر ذمہ داری کی صفات ہے because he understands it's so serious, dangerous any form of responsibility being entrusted because now it's not just on the day of Qiyamah I don't even know how to answer my own situation right? my own condition how am I going to take responsibility for five other people I have to answer for myself and for him and for him and for them and for them and for them. Ya Allah, please don't make me zimmedar. They run away from zimmedar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, Ya Rasulullah, if I knew they asked for zimmedari, I wouldn't have brought them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we do not make amil zimmedar someone who asks for it. We do not give responsibility to someone who asks for it. And then he said, you go to Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, you go and I want you to go to this certain city and I want you to be the governor of that certain city. He made him the zimmedar. Because Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu anhu had those qualities. Anyway, say his son was Sayyidina Abu Burda rahmatullahi alayhi, great tabi'i. He narrates from his father Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu that kharajna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ghazatin. We went with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on an expedition, on a battle. Wa nahnu sittatu nafarin, and we were six people, there were six of us, six individuals. ہم چھ افراد تھے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہمیں ایک غزوے میں بھیجا بیننا بعیر نعتقبہ وی اونلی ہیڈ ون کیمل وچ وی ور ٹیکنگ ٹرنز ٹو رائڈ ہمارے درمیان صرف ایک اونٹنی تھی جس پر ہم باری باری لے کے اس پر ہم سوار ہوتے تھے فنقبت اقدامنا بیکاز موسٹ آف دا ٹائم وی ور واکنگ بیکاز دیئر سکس آف اس اینڈ ون کیمل ایون سم ٹائمز آن ون کیمل ٹو پیپل کین رائڈ بٹ دیٹ مینز فور پیپل آر واکنگ سو بیکاز وی ور واکنگ ان دا ہیٹ فار سچ اے لانگ پیریڈ آف ٹائم نقبت اقدامنا I don't know how to translate that into Urdu. Our feet became injured. Hamare jo kya kehte hain paav sooj gaye jazakallah sajid bhai aap hum mein paas baithe aur bas tarjuma karte rahe mashallah ha paav zakhmi ho gaye paav sooj gaye kuch samajh mein aa gaya to he says our feet became injured our feet became cut because we were walking on our bare feet for such a long period of time وَنَقِبَتْ قَدَمِي And he says, my feet became injured as well. میری اپنی بھی پاؤ جو ہے سوج گئے. وَسَقَطَتْ أَظْفَارِي My toenails fell off. Toenails? پھر کی جو کیا کہتے ہیں ناخون وہ بھی ہاں وہ بھی گر گئے. اتنی زخمی ہو گئی تھی صرف اللہ تعالیٰ کے راستے میں چلنے کی وجہ سے کہ ناخون بھی گر گئے زمین پر. فَكُنَّا نَلُفُ عَلَى أَرْجُلِنَا الْخِرَقِ So we used to tie cloths over our feet like bandages. So we could keep walking. We still have to go in the jihad, we still have to go on the expedition. So we used to tie bandages. ہم اپنے پیروں پر جو ہے کپڑے لپیٹ لیتے تاکہ ہم چل سکے. فَسُمِّيَتْ غَزْوَةَ ذَاتِ الرِّقَاعِ This is why this was known as the battle of the bandages. Because all of us, our feet became so injured, we were all tying our feet with bandages. لِمَا كُنَّا نَعْصِبُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجُلِنَا مِنَ الْخِرَقِ Because of the fact that we had to tie bandages on our feet. سيدنا ابو برده رحمه الله عليه says سيدنا ابو موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated this hadith ثم كره ذلك then he didn't like to mention it he wouldn't have mentioned this why because this was an amal which took place between this mujahada mashaqqat that they made in the path of Allah Taala they didn't want to talk about it because they felt that this is between us and Allah Allah will give us subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the ajr for this so his son سيدنا ابو برده he says that my father didn't like to mention this story اپنے جو مشکلات مشقات ان کو بیان کرنا وہ پسند نہیں فرماتے چونکہ یہ اللہ تعالیٰ میرے اللہ کے درمیان ہے اور بسا وقت ہوتا ہے کوئی انسان جب اپنا جو ہے مشقت وغیرہ بیان کر رہا ہے بعض دفعہ دل کے اندر ایک طرح کا جو ہے بڑائی آ جاتا ہے کہ ہاں میں نے اللہ کے راستے میں یہ بھی قربانی دی وہ بھی قربانی دی وقال ان ہی سیڈ ما کنت اصنع بان اذکرہ سیدنا ابو موسیٰ سیز آئی ڈیڈ ناٹ وانٹ ٹو سے دس Matlab, main sirf isliye ye bayan kar raha hoon. The only reason I'm mentioning this is because I don't want to hide any knowledge. I want to mention to you everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that happened to us in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ كَأَنَّهُ كَرِهَ أَن يَكُونَ شَيْئًا مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ أَفْشَاهُ. His son says that it's as if he disliked that any of his good deeds become public knowledge, that his deeds remain hidden between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, brought it here to show the mashaqqat, the hardships, the difficulties. Okay, why would they go through such hardship? Because they didn't have good footwear. Koi acche jo hai jootiyan pehne to is tarah ki surat hal to kabhi bhi nahi hoga. But the fact that his feet became so injured, his toenails fell off, think about the inferior quality. Itni adna qisam ke shayad joote ya jo hai chappal pehnte hoge sahaba ikram radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, aur iske sath Allah ke raaste mein nikal gaye. Hatta ke pair mein itni zakhmi, pair ki ungliyan nakhoon gir rahi hai, lekin phir bhi mashaqqat Allah ta'ala ke raaste mein bardasht kar rahe hain. So sahaba ne kitni qurbani di Allah ta'ala ke raaste ad-din ke liye. لیکن پھر بھی نہیں پسند فرماتے کہ ہماری جو قربانیاں ہو یہ کسی کے سامنے اوجل نہ ہو, کوئی اس کے بارے میں جو ہے علم حاصل نہ کرے. یہ میرے اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے درمیان قیامت کے دن یہی تو عمل اعمال ہے جس کی وجہ سے انشاءاللہ کچھ نہ کچھ امید ہوگی اللہ تعالیٰ سے کچھ حاصل کرنے کی. اور جو عمل کسی کے سامنے بنگلہ میں رکھو فاش کوئی نہیں ظاہر ہو جائے, تو اس کے لیے پتہ نہیں دل کے اندر اگر کوئی اونچ نیچ آ گئی نا نیت میں, تھوڑی اونچ نیچ آگے, ہو سکتا ہے یہ پورے عمل باطل ہو جائے. بہت فکر کی بات ہے. That sometimes I mentioned something I did. Oh yes, I went for Hajj, I went for Umrah. Just a slight change of intention from Allah ko razi karna, from pleasing Allah to showing off, the whole action can be wasted. Zaya. It's like you poured water over the whole thing. Maybe you spent hours, years, months doing that action. You wasted all of it with a slight change of intention, niyat. So it's best to keep your mouth quiet. Don't talk. Don't tell anyone you did this. Between you and Allah, your nafs is going to say, tell him. Tell him what you did. You have to say, no. Because nafs wants you to ruin your amal. Shaitan wants you to ruin your amal. So aap apne aap ko duniya ke sabse bada abid aur nek aur zahid samjhe, qiyamat ke din aap dekhe kuch bhi nahi aapke paas. This is what nafs and shaitan's plan is. To make you feel like you're Allah's biggest saint because you're doing so much ibadat. He just does a small trick and all of that is gone, and you're still thinking, I've got so much with me. Whereas you, with your change of niyat, Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Even if I did the biggest ibadat in the world, how many pious saints of Allah we see, they did 60 hajj in their life, 60 hajj, in a time when there were no aeroplanes. How did they do hajj? Hajj would take them 4 months, travel from Hindustan, 4 months traveling by ship, by this, by that, and then coming back. 60 hajj in their life, imagine how much mashaqqat and hardship. They wouldn't talk about anything, no mention. Okay, all this mashaqqat is for the sake of Allah. It's my akhirat. A'maruna, a'maluna. Our lives are our deeds. This dunya, life Allah Ta'ala has given us, it's for the purpose of doing a'mal. I don't need anything to ruin my a'mal, especially my ikhlas. Very quickly, I'll do, inshallah, two hadith very quickly, and then, inshallah, we'll conclude this chapter. And next week, we'll start the next chapter. وَأَنْ حَكِيمِ بْنِ حِزَامٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when we did last week. وعن عمرو بن تغلب رضي الله تعالى عنه بفتح التاء المثنات فوق وإسكان الغين المعجمة وكسر اللام أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتي بمال أو سبي فقسمه فأعطى رجالا وترك رجالا فبلغه أن الذين ترك عتبوا فحمد الله ثم أثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فوالله إني لا أعطي الرجل وأدعو الرجل والذي أدعو أحب إلي من الذي أعطي ولكني إنما أعطي أقواما لما أرى في قلوبهم من الجزع والهلع وأكل قوم أقواما إلى ما جعل الله في قلوبهم من الغنى والخير منهم عمرو بن تغلب قال عمرو بن تغلب فوالله ما أحب أن لي بكلمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حمرا نعمي رواه البخاري الهلع هو أشد الجزع وقيل الضجر. سيدنا عمر بن تغلب رضي الله تعالى عنه رواية فرماته. He narrates سيدنا عمر بن تغلب that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was given some wealth. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم کے پاس کچھ مال دولت, مال غنیمت نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم کو وصول ہوئی. أو سبيين or some slaves. In that time slavery was permissible because wars were taking place. People would get captured and they would be distributed as slaves. فَقَسَمَهُ نَبِي صَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَّمُ نَي تَقْسِيمُ كَلْيَا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم distributed all that wealth that he got from the war booty. فَأَعْطَى رِجَالًا وَتَرَكَ رِجَالًا. He gave some to some people and he left some people out. بعض لوگوں کو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دیا مال غنیمت میں سے اور بعض لوگوں کو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے نہیں دیا. فَبَلَغَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم heard that the people that he had left out, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو یہ خبر پہنچی کہ جن لوگوں کو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے نہیں دیا, عَتَبُوا, وہ ناراض ہو گئے. He heard that they had become upset. Now we remember, this being upset is not that ان کے دل کے اندر کوئی شکایت ہے نبی اللہ کے نبی کے خلاف, بالکل نہیں. It wasn't the fact that they were complaining or upset with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They just felt sad. We didn't get anything. This is normal, isn't it? Doesn't mean I'm angry with Allah ta'ala, na'udhu billah, not at all. I'm angry with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never, these sahaba. But they were sad that we didn't get anything. So many people got things, we didn't get anything. They felt a bit sad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered everyone. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ, and he gave a bayan. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ, he praised Allah. Allah ta'ala ki tarif farmai. ثُمَّ أَثْنَى عَلِي ثُمَّ قَال, and then he said, أَمَّا بَعْدِ فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُعْتِ الرَّجُلُ وَأَدَعُ الرَّجُلُ. اللہ کے قسم, میں نے بعض لوگوں کو دیا ہے اور بعض لوگوں کو میں نے چھوڑا ہے. مجھے معلوم ہے کہ بعض لوگوں کو میں نے دی ہے اور بعض لوگوں سے, مطلب بعض لوگوں کو میں نے نہیں دی. I know I gave to some people and I know I left some people out. And I swear by Allah, وَالَّذِي أَدَعُ, the ones who I did not give any mal of ghanimat, any war booty, they are more beloved to me. I swear by Allah, they are more beloved to me than the ones who I gave something to. جن لوگوں کو میں نے نہیں دی مال غنیمت میں سے, وہ میرے نزدیک اللہ کے قسم زیادہ محبوب ہے ان لوگوں سے جن کو میں نے کچھ دی تھی. So okay, Ya Rasulullah, you love the ones who you didn't give and you don't love the ones as much who you gave to. Why did you do that way then? Isn't it normally the tarteeb ke when you love someone, you give them? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains. He says, وَلَكِنِّي إِنَّمَا أُعْطِ أَقْوَامًا لِمَا أَرَى فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مِنَ الْجَزَعُ وَالْحَلَعُ. میں نے بعض لوگوں کو صرف اس وجہ سے دیں چونکہ میں نے دیکھا ان کے دل کے اندر دنیا کی لالچ ہے. تو میں نے سوچا کہ ابھی تک اس کے دل میں دنیا کی لالچ ہے, اس کو کچھ دے دوں خوش ہو جائے گا. I gave to some people because I saw in their heart greed, desire for dunya. I knew if I did not give to them, they might become naraz against me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because many times these sahaba, some of them were new upon Islam. They were new. They just embraced Islam. And some of them would even embrace Islam because of how generous Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a person so much wealth. He went home, he became Muslim. He said, Wallahi, I've come back from a person who does not fear faqr. He's not scared of poverty. He gives everything. And this would make them inclined towards Islam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I gave to those people because I knew they have weakness in them. ان میں کمزوری ہے, مال کی محبت ہے, اسی لیے تو میں نے ان کو دی تھی. اور جن کے اندر میں نے مضبوطی دیکھی, اللہ پر توکل دیکھا, میں نے دیکھا ان کے دل کے اندر مال کی کوئی لالچ نہیں ہے, دنیا کی کوئی لالچ نہیں ہے, دنیا کو پسند نہیں کرتے, میں نے ان کو نہیں دی. اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں ہے کہ میں ان سے مطلب راضی نہیں ہوں, حالانکہ اصلی بات یہ ہے کہ میں ان سے زیادہ محبت کرتا ہوں, اسی لیے تو میں نے ان کو چاہا کہ ان کا جو توکل ہے اللہ پر وہ باقی رہے, اسی حال پہ وہ باقی رہے. اور ان کے دل میں کمزوری ہے, میں نے ان کو دی تھی. Do you understand? So سبحان اللہ, this shows کہ someone who has, it's all about the قلب, it's all about the heart. Never judge a person by the ظاہر. Someone, a person is very rich from outside, but in the heart, they have full tawakkul on Allah. Everything I have is from Allah. If Allah Ta'ala takes it tomorrow again, I'm happy with whatever condition Allah gives me. Someone who doesn't have anything, but in their heart, they are constantly, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, I wish I had a car like this person, I wish I had a house like this person, I wish I had a lifestyle like this person. So dil is lalachi, and the body seems to be, mashallah, zahid, abid, worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is dangerous. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَكِنَّمَا وَأَكِلُ أَقْوَامًا إِلَى مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مِنَ الْغِنَى وَالْخَيْرِ. I left some people, میں نے بعض لوگوں کو سپرد کر دیں اس چیز کی طرف جو میں نے دیکھا ان کے دل کے اندر, مطلب اللہ تعالیٰ پر توکل, میں نے ان کو اس پر رکھ لیا کہ وہ اللہ پر متوکل ہے. They already have bharosa and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I kept them on that. I didn't want them to lose that. That's why I did not give them anything. What do they have? Ghina. They have independence. They are not dependent on makhluk. Wal khair. And they have goodness in their heart. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Minhum Amr ibn Taghlib. One of them is Amr ibn Taghlib. And who is Amr ibn Taghlib? The narrator of this hadith. So one of those people is Amr ibn Taghlib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his name and mentioned, he's one of those people I did not give to because I love him and I know that he has istighna. He does not have lalach in his heart. He does not go to people or have desire for what people have, and he has goodness in his heart. That's why I did not give him anything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his name. So Sayyidina Amr ibn Taghlib says, فَوَاللَّهِ I swear by Allah, this statement that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about me was more beloved to me than if I had red camels as a treasure. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne jo mujhe mere bare mein irshad farmaya ki Amr ibn Taghlib ke dil mein achhai hai, wo jo hai logon se beniyaz hai, ye mujhe lal unthniyon se zyada mahboob thi. Lal unthniyon, what is red camels? Camels are the most beloved wealth to the Arabs. That's why in Surah Al-Takwir, what does Allah Ta'ala say? إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَاتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَاتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَاتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. What's عِشَار? عِشَار is pregnant she-camels. A camel is beloved to the Arabs, a camel itself. And a she-camel, untni, is more beloved. Why? Because it can have a child. So two camels. And عِشَار is a pregnant she-camel. Allah Ta'ala says, when the day of Qiyamah comes, Aishar, the pregnant she-camels. Normally, if an Arab had a pregnant she-camel, he'll look after it with his life. It's so dear to him, so important to him. They will be discarded and thrown away. They will be left without anyone looking after them. Allah Ta'ala says, when the day of Qiyamah happens, people will forget about their most precious possessions. And what does Allah Ta'ala use as example? Aishar, pregnant she-camels. Because the Arabs used to love them. They were so important to them. They were lucrative and very wealthy. So he says, Sayyidina Amr ibn Taghlib, and the red color of camels was the most expensive type. So he said, if somebody had given me red camels instead of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I would not have taken those red camels. Because that statement is so, it's like a guarantee from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I am someone whose heart is empty of, I'm not muhtaj or in need of the people. I'm only in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have no lalach of wealth. I have goodness in my heart. I have no desire and greed of wealth. I have goodness in my heart. The guarantee of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Very short hadith we'll finish with inshaAllah. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تزال المسألة بأحدكم حتى يلقى الله تعالى وليس في وجهه مزعة لحم. متفق عليه. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما روايت فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جو شخص لوگوں سے مانگتا رہے پوچھتا رہے وہ مانگتا رہے گا پوچھتا رہے گا حتیٰ کہ وہ اللہ تعالیٰ سے ملاقات کرے قیامت کے دن اور اس کی چہرے پر گوشت کا ایک ٹکڑا بھی نہیں ہوگا. A person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a person continues to beg from people and this continues to become like an injury in his heart, like a piece of flesh ripping away from his cheeks and from his face until he meets Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, he will have no flesh on his face. It's like a disfigurement. You know, your face has become disgusting, horrible. Imagine a person with all their flesh torn off their face. It's a stamp that this person used to keep going to people. Mujhe kuch de do, mujhe kuch de do, madad kar lo, de do, de do, de do. Mangta rehta hai, mangta rehta hai. He meets Allah Ta'ala in this disgrace state. On the day of Qiyamah, some people will be identifiable. The believers will be identifiable. The people who give adhan will be identified. Long necks, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa mentions. Long necks not as a bad sign, but as something they'll be identified. These are the muazzins of this ummah. They used to call people to salah. So different ways of identifying people. The person who used to always go to people saying, please help me, I need you to help me, I need you to help me, please help me, please help me. He will come in a state where he will have no flesh on his cheeks. Allah Ta'ala protect us from this. Another very small hadith, taake jo hai, we take all kind of benefit. Hadith. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصابته فاقة فأنزلها بالناس لم تسد فاقته ومن أنزلها بالله فيوشك الله له برزق عاجل أو آجل رواه أبو داود والترمذي. سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ روایت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جس شخص کو فاقہ پہنچے, فاقہ تو ہم سمجھتے ہیں نا, غریبی فقیری, فانزلها بالناس, اس کو لوگوں کے سامنے ظاہر کرتا ہے, مطلب لوگوں سے مدد طلب کرتا ہے, لم تسد فاقہ, تو اس کے فاقہ ختم نہیں ہوگا. ومن انزلها بالله, جو اس کو اللہ کے سامنے رکھے, لوگوں سے اس کو مطلب چھپایا. فَيُوشِكُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِرِزْقٍ عَاجِلٍ وَآجِلٍ. تو ضرور اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اس کو رزق دے کے اس فاقہ کو جو ہے ختم کریں گے, یا عاجلاً مطلب جلدی یہ رزق آ جائے گا اس کے پاس, یا عاجلاً یا تھوڑی دیر کے بعد آئے گا, لیکن ضرور بضرور اللہ تعالی اس کے جو ہے فاقہ کو ختم کریں گے. سیدنا عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever is afflicted by poverty and he discloses it to people, he mentions it to people, لَمْ تُسَدَّ فَاقَهُ, his poverty will never finish, he will continue to remain. And whoever only discloses it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah knows what he is going through, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring some rizq, some provision, so that his faqa, his poverty is removed. Maybe it will come quickly, عَاجِلٍ, جَلْدِي آجَائِكَ. Or it could come later, Allah's choice. Allah ta'ala wishes to keep you in a test. Faqa bi ek imtihan hai, is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe Allah wishes to test you with financial difficulty. As long as you keep asking from Allah, you don't show it to other people, definitely Allah's help will come, either now, soon, or later. But it will come. We have to have this yaqeen in Allah ta'ala. We all need to practice upon these ahadith, inshaAllah. Allah ta'ala give myself all of us tawfiq. Allah ta'ala give myself tawfiq. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. InshaAllah, we'll move on to the next chapter next week, inshaAllah.